Genesis chapter 40 and reading from verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, Wherefore look ye so sad today, so sadly today? And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his butler. But think on me when it is well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, This is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. So here we discover in this chapter that Joseph continued in the prison. But during that time, he gained the trust and the respect of the keeper of the prison. So that when 2 very high-ranking officials were put into prison, perhaps awaiting trial, Joseph was tasked with looking after their needs and serving them. So This really does speak to us of some truth, because here we find these men, although they were put in prison, nevertheless had someone to look after them because they were such high-ranking people. And I think that Joseph here, in being given this task, is a fine example to every believer and a fine example to you and to me. Our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ makes us followers of him. And we often speak about being a follower of Jesus. But the point of being a follower is that we do as he does, and we literally follow in his footsteps. We follow the pattern of our Lord in our lives, according to the qualities demonstrated in the Saviour's character. The Lord was honest, and we are to be honest because we are followers of the Lord Jesus. The Lord was kind and gentle and meek and long-suffering, and we are to be kind and gentle because we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord was generous and loving, and we are to emulate and pattern our lives after the Lord Jesus Christ, to take care of one another as the Lord cared for his people. And we are to imitate the love that the Lord God showed. And it doesn't matter if we're in a palace or in a prison, we are to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if we are at home or in school, if we are working or we are playing. It doesn't matter how and where we are. We are to be followers of the Lord. And Joseph was a believer and a follower of the Lord. And Joseph's character earned him respect from the keeper of the prison and even from the butler and the baker. And he received a degree of recognition for his character. These two men dreamed dreams, and the dreams had such power, had such clarity, that they troubled the baker and the butler. A butler was someone who was a wine presser and a cup bearer. He would bring wine to the table for Pharaoh. And because these men were troubled by their dreams, when Joseph came into their company, he noticed that they were sad. Their attitude had a demeanor of sadness, and Joseph wanted to help. And so began a long road for Joseph, in which he would ultimately be released from prison, and he would be elevated to a prominent position where he might ultimately deliver his people. This incident here in the prison was the beginning of that process by which Joseph would be recognized as a leader in the land of Egypt, because the hand of God had begun to organize and ordain and arrange the circumstances of Joseph's release. You'll remember perhaps last week that we read together that the Lord visited Joseph in prison. And it may well be as a result of that visit that Joseph had some sense of destiny and what he would be called to. Later he would be able to tell his brothers, we'll read about this in a few weeks' time. But in Genesis chapter 45 verse 7, Joseph knew that God had sent him before his brothers into Egypt in order to preserve the people, preserve a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Now, I don't know how Joseph knew that he would be able to interpret these dreams. I do know that he was a dreamer of dreams, but now he also had this God-given ability to tell what dreams meant. Some people like to imagine that they can interpret dreams, but Joseph tells us that interpretations belong to the Lord. They belong to God. And many people would like to be able to tell the future. And some try to tell the future. And someone will try to tell your future someday. You can be sure about that. But don't be fooled with their pretense, because it's only nonsense that they are speaking. Only God knows the future. And we can know the future only to the extent that God reveals it to us. And God has revealed certain things about the future in his word, in the Bible. And we have prophecy in the Bible. But the prophecy that we have in the Bible is about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he is going to do. And it is given to provide a warning to the guilty and a comfort to the justified. And so we can read the prophecies of Scripture and we can find what is going to happen. But let them be a warning to us that God is going to judge this world, and let them be a blessing to us that the Lord has provided a Saviour who will save his people and bring them to glory and to heaven. And there's one more thing that I want to mention just about these dreams that were interpreted. Joseph's interpretations came true. They were detailed, they were particular, they were precise, and they were perfectly fulfilled. Thus we see the nature of a true prophet and the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet. A true prophet can be identified and distinguished from a false prophet by the things that they say. And a preacher is, in a sense, a prophet. And a preacher is a true prophet when he declares the truth to us about the Lord Jesus Christ, when he preaches the gospel faithfully. So we look for a true preacher. We look for a true prophet who will preach to us the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. 3 days later, on Pharaoh's birthday, the things that Joseph interpreted concerning these dreams came true. The butler, or the cup bearer, was reinstated to his old job, and before he knew what was happening, he was giving Pharaoh his cup of wine at his table once again, just as Joseph foretold. The baker, he was taken out and he was hanged, and Joseph's interpretation was fulfilled exactly. Before Joseph had finished his interpretation of the butler's dream, you'll remember we read it together, he asked the butler to remember him. He said, "You're going to get out and reinstated in 3 days' time, and when you do, remember me." Joseph's words were, "Think on me when it shall be well with thee." Think on me, remember me when it's well with you. But the butler forgot Joseph as soon as he was back in his old job, as soon as he was back doing the job that he had been taken from and that Joseph had spoken about. Despite the help that he'd received from Joseph, he forgot all about him. And Joseph would spend the next 2 years in that prison, completely forgotten about. And I think there's a lesson here for us too. People will often disappoint us, even those that we think should know better. People are often thoughtless and insensitive and more interested in themselves than they are in somebody else. So that a true caring friend is a blessing, and a blessing that we should be thankful for. We, in our turn, should try to be thoughtful and sensitive and friendly to those who would benefit from our help, especially to those who are in need, and not to forget them when it is well with us. But the Lord Jesus Christ will never disappoint us. The Lord Jesus Christ is a true friend. He is a friend of sinners, a friend when we are in need. We were talking about the psalmist asking for mercy. Well, the Lord gives mercy, and we should always go to him when we need help. He will never forget us, for he carries us in his heart, and he will do us good. How do we find God to be a true friend? By trusting in him and by believing in his word. The Apostle James tells us about Abraham. We've been reading about Abraham a little while ago. So we had, what have we got here? This is interesting. We had Abraham, and then we had his son, who was Isaac. And then we had his grandson, who was Jacob. And now we have his great-grandson, who is Joseph. So Abraham was Joseph's great-grandfather. And here is Joseph now down in Egypt. But James tells us of Abraham that Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. In this life, let us choose our friends wisely. Let us choose our friends carefully. But let us not miss this opportunity to know God as a friend by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and by believing on the things that he has done. James goes on to say, whoever therefore will be a friend of God, or whoever therefore will be a friend of the world, is the enemy of God. And so here we see that we are to be the friends of God, and we are to leave the world behind. The book of Proverbs tells us, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. May the Lord enable us to trust in the Saviour for that righteousness that was given to Abraham, and that we may thereby prove him to be our friend in need. Amen. May the Lord bless you.